Hi, this is Heaton Cha.
And this is Stelly Efti.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about postmortem.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Yes. So first of all, why do we want to talk about it? Maybe setting the stage, you're, you know, not here giving me a real life hug. I had to be okay with a virtual hug.
Yeah.
And you're not at your house or at somebody, and well, somebody else's office, you're with your business partner.
I'm with my business partner, Marie, and I'm actually at her place. And I asked her what our topic should be today that I can bring to the table. And her idea was postmortems. And one of the reasons is last night she actually wrote a massive 5-page postmortem of something that, of basically a startup we both really got excited about, like, and are probably still, well, were excited about until yesterday. And this was a startup we met maybe a month ago, and we had a bunch of interactions with them. And she just ripped, like, out of nowhere, she just railed on and wrote this, like, 5-page postmortem on the whole experience, including a whole bunch of lessons learned. And honestly, I've never seen anything like it, but that's why I guess I'm partnered with her. And it was, you know, it was after like 2 weeks of no interaction with the company. So there's a lot of time, which actually taught me something, because usually I like to do postmortems right after the fact, because I'm used to ones where, you know, there's a crisis and you're trying to figure out why it happened and to prevent it in the future. This was a little bit of a different thing that I'm not necessarily used to, of like waiting and then doing a postmortem. But she did one that, like, I've never seen a postmortem like this before. It was 5 pages long, super structured, and at the end we had all these lessons about actually how we want to invest, and actually a bunch of values and a bunch of action items came out of it on how to actually do a better job of intaking sort of startups and making decisions around investing, advising, or helping them out in some way.
Beautiful. All right. So we'll come back to this, but we'll have to take a step back and even explain the concept. What is a postmortem for people that have never heard of this or have never used it? I think it's somewhat well known, but I don't think everybody that listens to us knows immediately what we're talking about. So what is a postmortem itself?
I would say the shortest explanation of it is it's a postmortem can be described as a review of what happened.
Yeah.
And what you can take away from it, if I want to add more,
yes,
to make it about action. You know, we like action.
Yes. So a review of what happened and kind of what we learned from it and what kind of action we're going to take as a result of it. Usually in the context of something happened that wasn't good. Like, usually postmortem is not the way that you would make a review, or a lot of times I would say commonly people wouldn't write a postmortem or use those words when something good happened, something really, a really massive success. Nobody would probably, or most people wouldn't use the word, we've written up a postmortem after this massive success. Usually it's in the context of something didn't go the way we wanted it to go, right?
I agree. I think people should be doing it for happy stuff too, and you'd probably find negatives in it or things that you could improve. And basically, you know, we're always about constant improvement, like just collectively, many of us, including, you know, one of the reasons this whole podcast exists, right? If you're not trying to improve yourself, please don't listen to these podcasts. If you're trying to improve yourself, then please listen to these podcasts. They're definitely going to help you improve yourself and your business. And so I think postmortems are valuable in the scenario where you're looking to accomplish stuff and you're looking for improvements and ways that you can improve and constantly willing to work on it. And it's not, I don't know, constant improvement, constant iteration is not something I would say is very natural, but postmortems can help you take it to a place where it feels very objective, unbiased, and takes emotion out of it. So there's a lot of reasons you would do a postmortem. And I agree with you that most of the time it's done when you have a negative experience or something went wrong, not necessarily when something went great. But doing them in all these scenarios can be really useful.
Yes, absolutely. And one important component of this is that you most likely want to do it in written format, right? If you're not doing it, it's better to have like a postmortem discussion in your team and talk about something and review something and talk about next steps. It's better to do it verbally than not to do it at all. But There is a lot of value in taking the time to write it out.
If you don't write it out, I mean, I'm pretty convinced these days that if you're not, especially when you're working with other people, which postmortems are usually when you're working with other people to some extent, in the business terminology and commonly, that's how it's done and why it's done. If you're not writing it down, you're actually not learning anything because essentially you talk about it and it goes into the ether, meaning it never happened. I mean, if you think about it, anything you talk about in a conversation never really happened if it's not documented. And what I mean by that is you can't take the maximum learnings away from it if you haven't, you know, actually taken it from a conversation and written it down, or an experience and written it down. It's like why, you know, in life they recommend journaling. If you think about journaling and doing it on a daily basis or a weekly basis,